Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
First of May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 15th of June, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. Public transport chaos. 4 dozen bus services didn't happen today. 12 senior civil servants have gone since the general election. What needs to be done? The new infrastructure minister speaks. How the gas rebate was calculated and a new autism strategy is a top priority.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Dave Moore.
Fastamai, two spectators received medical attention at the scene of a fatal sidecar accident last Friday. Organisers of the Isle of Man TT races have confirmed both were assessed on Quarterbridge Road following a crash which killed sidecar duo Roger and Bradley Stockton. Around 50 bus services could be cancelled today, with most of the island's main routes affected. Isle of Man Transport says it's due to exceptionally high levels of driver sickness, as well as ongoing recruitment issues. The newly appointed infrastructure minister wants to rebuild industrial relations and solve issues with air traffic control at the airport. Those are two of the priorities Chris Thomas is highlighting following his appointment to the Council of Ministers. Passengers in the UK are being advised not to travel by train next week because of planned strikes that'll cause 6 days of disruption. Network Rail also thinks the industry will lose up to £150 million if the three walkouts go ahead. Azeem Rafiq says he's a step closer to closure after charges were brought against Yorkshire Cricket Club and a number of individuals over allegations of racism. Last year he spoke out about being racially abused while playing there. And the UK Home Secretary's vowed she won't let mobs prevent asylum seekers from being sent to Rwanda after a last-minute court ruling halted the first flight. Priti Patel says the UK government's going to press on with its controversial policy. Those are the update news headlines. The next bulletin is at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Dave. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is smooth or slight. Dry this evening with some sunshine and a light variable breeze. After dark, it'll remain dry with some clear spells. And again, just a light breeze down to 10 Celsius through the night. Jerdain, Thursday. Tomorrow, dry with hazy sunshine. A light to moderate wind coming in from the south, up to 19 degrees. An outside chance of odd showers developing late evening tomorrow and overnight, down to 12 Celsius. And for Friday, dry and cloudy in the morning. Possibility of showers in the afternoon. Highest 20 Celsius. Tide on the way out. Low waters at 7:15 tonight. Sunset 7 minutes to 10. High water 4 minutes after 1 a.m. Sunrise at 16 minutes to 5. And the morning low tide at 7:30.
If you have failed glazing units, speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing. Call 674 573.
Isle of Man Transport's blamed exceptionally high levels of driver sickness for another day of bus cancellations. Nearly 50 services were at risk of being cut today. Yesterday it was more than 30. 20 bus van-in staff are currently off sick. 8 have COVID-19. John Moss took a Manx Radio microphone and asked passengers how badly the situation's affecting them.
There was one didn't turn up one day, but nothing major. I only live in Saddlestown.
But yeah. You don't sit here fulminating about why it isn't there. Worry you too much?
No, well, it is well overdue now, but hopefully it will turn up.
You're very phlegmatic, sir. Thank you.
I don't catch the bus that often, but if it doesn't turn up, I go to another stop to go catch the bus to go to where I'm going. Otherwise,
you're very practical, I must say. Well done.
Yeah, I learned that from my dad, who was a chartered accountant, a famous chartered accountant on the Isle of Man.
That was his attitude. Just get on with it.
Yeah. We're going on this one, we hope.
So have you been affected at all? Have all the
No, not yet.
So you're quite happy with the bus service. Where are you from?
Nottingham.
Nottingham. What are the buses like there?
Chaotic.
Chaotic?
Well, our local one is hopeless at the moment.
They're suffering with staff shortages like everybody else.
During TT, it's quite late. TT time, that's all.
Did you worry you? Did it affect you? Did you?
Not really. Because my colleague will understand if you're late, something like that.
So you just accept but it?
Yeah, accept it. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, because Titi is the exception, maybe. There's an exception for that.
If you use the bus going south, it's such a fantastically regular service, then you don't really have to look at a timetable.
Normally, do you find them pretty efficient?
Up until stoppages.
What do you mean, up until recently?
Well, when they were, they couldn't get people to drive the buses.
So recently you found it being a bit of a problem, have you?
Yeah.
Does it affect your life?
No. I'm retired, so I can do what I like.
The buses are lovely, beautiful and clean, and I don't see any spray cans or any vandalism at all about.
12 senior civil servants have left their positions within the Manx government since September's general election. The latest to leave is Richard Rowell, who spent 17 years working in the public sector. Here's Tessa Hawley.
In a statement released by the government today, it's confirmed that Richard Lowell, who was the executive director of climate change, has resigned with immediate effect. The announcement comes just over 6 months after Mr. Lowell left his position as the chief executive of the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture. That's a post he'd held since 2012. The statement gives no reason for his decision to resign, instead highlighting how he had hugely enjoyed working with a wide range of professional, committed and hard-working people. Interim Chief Executive Coldrick Randall has thanked him for his hard work and commitment and wished him the best for the future. Mr. Lowell is the 12th senior civil servant to leave government in the last 9 months. Yesterday, it was also revealed that the Director of Transport Services was retiring due to what government said was because he'd reached the traditional retirement age. Ian Longworth had planned to retire previously and was working part-time prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, but returned to work full-time during that period. Government said with this year's TT now complete, now is the right time for him to step down. In a statement announcing his departure, government said during Mr. Longworth's tenure, bus passengers had significantly increased and bounced back to pre-COVID levels. In the same time frame, government says railway passengers have also increased and a lot of work has gone on to catch up on the backlog of maintenance. Other people to resign, retire or leave their posts with immediate effect include the Chief Secretary, the Director of Public Health, the Chief Executive of the Department of Health and Social Care and the Head of the Office of Human Resources.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Faster Mike, good evening. 22 minutes before 6. Issues at Ronald Way Airport ensure customers can rely on the buses and putting people ahead of buildings. Just some of the issues that the new infrastructure minister says he hopes to tackle after being appointed to the role. Chris Thomas, MHK, the new infrastructure minister.
The position is a good position. It's fundamental. Basically, for the last 30 years, the issues that have needed tackling in the Isle of Man, when we ask people about them, are to do with on-off island travel, to do with housing, to do with the infrastructure around the island generally. And been discussing with the Chief Minister on and off for quite some time about how we apply the approach of people first and maintaining infrastructure in the context of a very important job, which is the infrastructure one. And I'm going to give it a focus of communities, housing and infrastructure.
You are the fourth minister for this department in just over 2 years or so. And I think it would be fair to say previous ministers have talked a lot about inheriting problems, deflecting personal responsibility. How are you going to approach that challenge?
Just tackle the challenges. So the Chief Minister and I think are aligned on our approach. We've got an opportunity with a fresh start to rebuild industrial relations, focusing on customers and also the drivers in terms of bus services. At the airport, we've got issues around air traffic control, which we'll probably have a chance to discuss more in the next few days. And we've got a new director coming in August, and I'm very much looking for a fresh start at the airport, and so on through all the very important areas that communities, infrastructure cover.
interesting that you say you're going to carry on as you have always carried on in Manx politics, because this is not your first time in the Council of Ministers. You were Policy and Reform Minister in Howard Quayle's government. Mm-hmm. You were sacked then because your actions were, and I'm going to quote here, at odds with the principle of collective responsibility. So you didn't always vote with Comyn on certain issues. Mm-hmm. Will you toe the Comyn line this time?
Well, no, I've got some pre-declared positions, quite obviously, as I put down an island plan myself in my manifesto. And I've got 8 or 9 months to develop some issues that are very important to me.
How gas rebates were calculated under the now abolished voluntary regulatory agreement could have been made clearer to customers, so says the head of the Office of Fair Trading, John Peat. Mr. Peat's been giving evidence to a Tyndall committee looking into gas regulation this afternoon.
It was confusion at times. This is again me looking from the outside when the agreement came into place. There was interest charge, it was over 3 years. I'm not sure the consumer understood it. I'm not sure he understood the bills, speaking as a layperson. There was a problem after the agreement had been terminated, that Manx Gas continued to collect the rebate, and that was resolved with some intervention.
Which rebate are you referring to there?
This is this 3 year. Thing where they pay it back over 3 years. If they've earned excess profit, then they have to pay it back. Mm-hmm. If it's over 9.9%, they have to pay it back over 3 years, and they charge interest. Equally, the other way around, if they don't earn that, they can claw back from the consumers. And I noticed, I think it was on my bill, March 2020, I think other people had noticed it as well, that they were still collecting this rebate. I think it was called rebate. But that was resolved. But yeah, I'd certainly say it wasn't clear to the consumer what was going on and how it was worked out. And perhaps that was a deficiency in the agreement.
And was so that you're saying that wasn't in the remit with the OFT, that was a deficiency in the actual agreement?
No, what I'm saying is it was in the agreement that this happened. It was set out in the schedule how it would be calculated, 3 years with interest, but the consumer wouldn't necessarily understand that. Mm. When they see it on the bill, they wouldn't necessarily understand what's going on. And I think that could have been made clearer somehow, right at the outset, that the consumer has to understand where this rebate's coming from.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
High-speed craftman Annan departed Liverpool at 2:10 this afternoon. She arrived in Douglas a little under an hour ago and will be leaving this evening at 6:00, heading for Liverpool, getting there at 8:45, departing Liverpool at 9:30 tonight, back to Douglas at 12:15. Motor ship Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:15. She arrived in Douglas about 20-25 minutes ago. She'll be departing this evening at 7:45 for Heysham, getting there at 11:30. The overnight departure from Heysham is at 2:15, back to Douglas tomorrow morning for the Ben. And the morning departures, 7:00, Ben McCree heads to Dublin, and 8:45, I beg your pardon, 7:00, Manannan heads to Dublin, and 8:45, Ben McCree heads to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Bringing a new autism strategy is a top priority for the Department of Health and Social Care, according to the Health Minister. Government's launched a public consultation a couple of months ago. Now Laurie Hooper, MHK, has confirmed a political member has been assigned to the strategy after Douglas North MHK David Ashford questioned what's been done to ensure the strategy is more than just a document.
Having a national autism strategy is absolutely superb, but one of the things I found when I first became Minister for Health and Social Care is that DHSC was never short of strategies, but it was the implementation plans that were always lacking. The Honourable Minister has just referred to the implementation plans. Can he assure us here in this Honourable House that this isn't going to be just another strategy document, and the implementation plans will have very, very clear and defined targets? Because again, we have seen implementation plans that haven't necessarily led to anything getting implemented. Can the Minister assure us that this is being taken seriously, because it's dragged on for a long number of years now?
Minister to reply. Thank you very much, Madam Deputy Speaker. Yes, I can absolutely assure the Honourable Member that this is being taken seriously. I think it's fair to say that the original Pathfinder report was completed back in 2020, actually towards the end of the year. COVID obviously has disrupted significantly all of the work that's been going on, but this is absolutely a priority for the department. There will be an implementation plan, like I've already mentioned. I've decided actually to assign some political oversight and responsibility to this because it is critical that we get this system and this strategy right, and the Honourable Member for Douglas East, Ms. Farragher, will be leading on bringing this strategy and the implementation plan forward. So I would encourage the Honourable Member to give her a note if this does look like it's going to start dragging, but I can assure him that the intention of the department is to roll this out comprehensively, and I look forward to engaging in the debate around the three-year mandate later in this month in another place, which I think will help inform exactly which priorities Manx Care should be taking forward over the next few years.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At a quarter to six, oil producers will be forced to tap into dwindling spare capacity as supply runs short. The world's leading energy authorities warned it leaves countries perilously exposed to potential shocks. The International Energy Agency said supplies may struggle to keep pace with demand next year as China emerges from the pandemic and sanctions on Russia grow. The US and other producers outside of the OPEC Plus coalition are expected to help, but OPEC Plus members, including Saudi Arabia, will also need to do more, it indicated. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. You know things are bad when they're affecting the Swiss. Flights in and out of Switzerland are gradually being resumed after Swiss airspace was closed because of a computer failure at air traffic control service SkyGuide. France 24's reported the Swiss shutdown is the latest example in a string of upheavals at airports and airlines that's disrupted travel across Europe in recent weeks. Staffing shortages lingering from the COVID-19 pandemic have been at the heart of delays and cancellations at hubs in the UK and the Netherlands, with strikes in France and a spate of IT breakdowns adding to the chaos.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher as global markets watched monetary policy moves from several major central banks. US stocks rose, oil edged down 1%, gold rose 1%, bolstered by a pullback in the US dollar and US Treasury yields. The numbers now at the close in London, Ramsey Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 up just over 1%, 1.2% precisely, at 7,273. The DAX in Frankfurt at 1.33% at 13,485. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial is up 0.5% at 30,513, and the Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up just over 1.5% at 11,005. The S&P 500 up almost 1% at 3,769. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1.20.5 and €1.16. In commodities, gold up 0.8% currently at $1,822 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.6% at $120.06.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
The new airport director will be able to claim up to £10,000 to fund his move to the Isle of Man. The former infrastructure minister, Tim Crookall, confirmed Gary Cobb will be able to submit expenses when he joins the team in August.
A relocation package was offered for the role of airport director. This consists of relocation expenses which are subject to receipts up to £10,000. As a PSC civil service role, expenses for the role were approved in line with the Isle of Man Civil Service Relocation Expenses Scheme. Where a vacancy is to be advertised off-island, financial assistance can be offered via the scheme to a successful candidate who resides outside of the Isle of Man.
Supplementary, Mr. Wannenberg.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Could the Minister confirm that this is in line with previous resettlement packages? And could he identify, is there a clawback clause in that resettlement package in case that person should leave early? Thank you.
Minister?
It's certainly in line with what's offered to all positions like this. As for the clawback, I'm not sure on that, but I'm certainly happy to look into that, Madam Deputy Speaker.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
10 to 6, Fastermy, Rob Pritchard.
Fastermy, good evening. Starting with cricket, and Peel have maintained their perfect start to the season to remain top of the men's Premier League standings. The Western side beat bottom of the table Finch Hill by 7 wickets, finishing on 200 for 3, with the standout batting display for Peel coming from Eddie Beard, who managed 69 runs off 72 balls, whilst teammate Peter Lewis finished on 59 not out as Peel sealed the win. For Finch Hill, one big positive came in the form of the performance from Sam Barnett, who managed 110 runs before eventually being bowled by Kieran Court. Meanwhile, Cronkbourne moved back up to third in the table after victory over Ramsey in the latest round of fixtures. Cronkbourne finished on 230 for 7 after 40 overs, with solid batting displays from Adam McCauley, who managed 76 runs off 96 balls, and Sam Kebble, who secured a 47 not out. It left a big task for Ramsey to overcome, which proved to be a step too far. The Northern team ended up all out for 170, handing Cronkbourne the win by 60 runs. And in football, Ayr United's Sean Kelly has taken the title of Player of the Month for May. Kelly's performances were a big factor in helping the Northern side claim their maiden Canada Life Men's Premier League title this season. Meanwhile, Eamon McKiernan has taken the title of Young Player of the Month for May. The Laxey player, who's also part of the Isle of Man FA's under-18 development squad, impressed in goal for Laxey during last month. Meanwhile, the Summer 8-a-side Business League will be kicking off this evening. 24 teams are involved this year in the tournament, which will run at the Ball Stadium for the next 8 weeks. The Isle of Man FA is also reminding entries remain open for the Women's Summer League, which is due to get underway on the 10th of July.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
8 minutes before six, inbound at Ronald's Way. The 525 Loganair from Manchester landed 3 minutes late. Then inbound tonight, the 740 EasyJet from Bristol showing on time. The 528 inbound returning patient transfer Loganair from Liverpool showing on time. The 8:05 inbound Loganair from London City has been cancelled. And the 8:35 EasyJet from Gatwick showing on time. Departing the Isle of Man tonight, the next is the 6 o'clock Loganair patient transfer plane to Liverpool, then the 8:10 EasyJet back to Bristol, the 9:05 EasyJet to Gatwick is showing on time at the moment. On the roads, temporary lights in Douglas at Glen Crutchery Road, near the turn for police headquarters. There's some water main work going on there, and also restrictions on Dukes Avenue. Temporary lights on Queen's Drive in Northview in Peel for resurfacing. Also still that section of Mill Road's closed near the power station for pipe work. The Doon Loop Road's closed for the laying of replacement water mains. In Foxdale, temporary lights on Mines Road for overhead line work between the clock tower and the MSPCA. And the temporary lights near the turn for the Ballochkill Ferrick Road at the bottom end of the Slock. Still in Castletown, Castle Street's one-way northbound for building work on until the middle of April next year. Southbound buses loop around Castletown, then go to Colby, Shore Road, Port Erin and Port St Mary. All the details at findmybus.im.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
Ahead of the 2022 Commonwealth Games, the Queen's Baton Relays arrived on the Isle of Man and will be touring Manx shores for the next 3 days. President of the Isle of Man Commonwealth Games Association, Basil Beelick, welcomed the baton on its arrival in Peel earlier today.
Rob, it's extremely exciting. This marks the start of our journey to Birmingham, and we're really proud to have the baton on the Isle of Man. We're starting here in Peel with a Viking boat bringing the baton in, which represents our heritage of the Isle of Man.
Obviously, it's a busy schedule over 3 days, isn't it?
Yes, we've got today into tonight. Then we've got a full program tomorrow, which is highlighted by the primary school children at the NSC. I think all 30 primary schools are represented at the NSC tomorrow morning, and then we'll be taking it to Tynwald Hill in the afternoon, and then we've got a gala dinner tomorrow night.
And of course, it's not just those who are going to be part of the travelling squad for the Commonwealth Games. The fact that it is involving so many members of the community as well, that's a big thing for the Isle of Man, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The whole ethos of the Baton is to bring the communities together. The Baton's travelled around the world. We are the 67th country to receive the Baton, and it's been taken around communities and basically to be an inspiration to the communities to come together, to work together, and for children to aspire to get to the Commonwealth Games.
If anyone's out there and wanting to see the Baton on its journey around the next couple of days, where can they find details about where to see it?
The details are published on all our social media pages, and if they go into the Isle of Man Commonwealth Games Facebook page or on our website, the program of the events is published there.
That's it for Update Tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, newsreader Dave Moore, producer Tessa Hawley. If you're in the south of the Isle of Man, watch out. There's disruption for fibre upgrades. Residents in the south may experience loss of broadband services. Upgrades are taking place. Manx Telecom are installing the fibre network in Castletown and Ballasalla between tomorrow and Saturday. Work's taking place between midnight and 6 to minimise disruption. If your router doesn't automatically reconnect it, you're advised to reboot it, which means turn it off and turn it on. Stick around after Update Tonight, the 6 o'clock news, Spotlight with Howie Kane, Greatest Hits, The Opera Hour and Rhiann Evans. It looks like it's a gorgeous evening across the Isle of Man tonight. I hope you make the most of it, and I'll join you again tomorrow night at 5:30 for another update. WINTV